This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love how the media plays their games with the good news that comes from Donald Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So the economy grew at 2.3% in the last quarter, and Bloomberg reported this as growth cools. Growth cools. Now, here's what's interesting. So Barack Obama was lucky to get the GDP anywhere near 2. He never got it over 3. And so Donald Trump has it at 3.3. I don't remember all the numbers, but it's been over 3. It was over 3 two quarters in a row, something that they told us he couldn't even do. And it's dropped down a bit, and there's a bunch of reasons behind that, because it's going to surge here in a little bit. But and they say growth cools. Now, I get it. Technically, it's correct. But when if this had been Barack Obama, they wouldn't have reported it that way. They wouldn't tell you, oh, this is slipping off. They would have found some euphemistic way to talk about the drop off, like, you know, economy settles or something like that. But under Trump, no, growth cools. Now, again, it has cooled a bit in comparison to what it was before. It's higher than it was in the previous quarter, I believe so. Here's the article that they've got my attention about this. U.S. economic growth slowed in the first quarter, largely the result of a deceleration in consumer spending that hit even though the tax cuts fattened the wallets of many American households. So they're reporting it as, even though Americans got that money, it didn't help the economy. In fact, the economy cooled or it slowed in spite of that. Because, you know, we all know that when you give people money, then they don't spend it. It's obviously going to slow. So they're blaming the tax cuts for the economy slowing, which is quite the opposite. And I'll go into that in just a second. Gross domestic product, the value of all goods and services produced in the United States, adjusted for inflation, rose at an annual rate of 2.3% for the months of January through March, Commerce Department said. That was less than the 3% rate of output during the first 9 months of 2017, though above the 1.8% growth economists expected before the report. So here's the deal. This economists expected 1.8% growth. It's 2.3%. It's 0.5% higher than expected. That's huge, okay? Now, has it cooled? Yes. But the economists were looking for a larger cooling that did not occur, which means even though it did adjust, and it adjusted, and look, there's a lot of reasons why things adjust, but let's just go into that for just a second. So you get your tax money back, your tax break, and you know you've got other coming. It doesn't mean, and if you're only a fool takes that money and says, I'm just going to go blow it. So that money got pulled out of the economy. And people are sitting on it for a second. So here's my prediction. The next quarter, after post-tax cut, you're going to see the GDP spring back over 3. And then I'm going to make a further prediction. The GDP after that, it may take 2 quarters after that, is going to start finally getting into the potential for 4s. It's going to get well into the 3s and possibly into the 4s. And it goes back to what I said before. All of that that tsunami effect, good tsunami effect of what these tax cuts have done, what getting rid of this the trillions of dollars of onerous regulations that are affecting businesses, particularly around the EPA and obviously the tax code, that stuff is going to roar in. You're going to start seeing the trade issue start to come in. And as these things continue to come to fore, and we stabilize the world, which is what we're starting to do, you're going to see a crazy situation occur that's going to make the economies start to soar. Now, I don't want it to go to 5. I really don't. I think what Donald Trump is doing is saying, let's pace ourselves here. You know, let's have good quarters on top of good quarters. There's no sense having a 5 dropping down to 3, having a 4.2 dropping down to 2.8, whatever. It's much better to try to build this stable, you know, go from 3.1 to 3.3 to 3.4 to 3.7. So you're in business, you're always looking for more consistency versus the erratic wave curve or what we call a sawtooth. So that's what's going to happen. But the thing that gets me is, it's not a hatchet piece. I don't think of it as that with Bloomberg, but it is it's subliminally putting out there that things aren't as good as they say. You still got to be worried and all this, when in fact consumer confidence remains at an all time high. I think finally people feel confident enough to actually come off of savings, maybe make some career moves and different things that they hadn't planned on doing. I believe that people are looking at saving to invest, so the money that's coming out, even though people are sitting on it now, will get back active as time goes on. And I think next quarter, or certainly within 2 quarters, you'll start to see that money re-hit the economy. Now, what the Democrats rely on when it comes to the economy is money being in the economy quickly, you know, spinning, cycling. We call it turns. So money is inventory for them, and they want lots of inventory turns. They want you to get a buck and spend a buck. The problem with conservatives is we tend to get a buck and we'll save. We'll get a buck and we'll spend 70 cents of the buck, right? So we're saving 30%, so we're pulling things out of the economy, money out of the economy, and therefore reducing the inventory turns. And the Democrats depend on people just putting that money out there and burning it. And that's what they say churns the economy. And technically, they're right about that. But it doesn't do you any good to live hand to mouth. And as emergencies come up, you get desperate. Nor does it do any good when you're wanting to invest. Because what happens to the money that people make over time? They pass it back to their kids. So it isn't like, you know, you're taking it into the grave. When that money is gone, then, I mean, when that a person is gone, posterity, their children get it, and then they start putting it into the economy, and generally they put it into the economy pretty quickly. So it's not an end-sum game here. But anyway, that's kind of how I see it working out, and it bugs me that, you know, every time I read these reports, they want it to appear that things are worse than what it was. And if you compare it to any period of Obama, again, Donald Trump's a rock star. If you compare it to what the analysts believe are going to happen, you see the results are still rock star status. Well, look, we got a lot to talk about. The media industrial complex, people leaving. They predict people are going to be leaving California and New York. And we're going to talk about the Republican Reserve.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Radio show. Holy mother of Pulmer finger. This story is, I couldn't make this one up if I was trying to be funny about it. This is truly, this is crazy. This is a funny, this is the actual title. Is this really the actual title of this story? Man, you know what I kind of love about being in D.C.? Guys, is we you can hear a lot of noise. I wish they'd gotten us a studio that was a little farther away from the window, but it's kind of interesting to hear the noises. Anyway, back to the story. Is this really the story that you found? I mean, is this the title? Because, I mean, I'm looking at it thinking you photoshopped it or you changed the title. That's really the title? Okay. Anyway, let me give the audience the title. Uranus surrounded by fart clouds. Uranus surrounded by fart clouds. I'm not kidding. This is from The Blaze. And their title was, yes, Uranus is smelly, odoriferous gas most people avoid found in planets, cloud researchers say. That was their title for it. So Uranus is smelly, odoriferous gas. Wow. Believe it or not, this is the article. It says, believe it or not, Uranus is smelly. Oh, man, I feel like such a little kid when I do these stories. And he goes on to say this. Now you can giggle all you want, but there's some real science behind this assertion. According to NASA, a global research team dissected infrared light from Uranus captured by the Gemini North Telescope on Hawaii's Mauna Kea and found hydrogen sulfide in the planet's cloud tops. As you might know, hydrogen sulfide is a colorless, flammable, extremely hazardous gas with a rotten egg smell, according to the group OSHA, Occupational Health and Safety Administration, but they call it OSHA. Thought it was Occupational Safety and Health. Anyway, it says it occurs naturally in crude petroleum.
I'd say it's crude.
Natural gas, and can be produced by the breakdown of organic matter, human and animal waste, etc. Sewage. Anyway, fart clouds around Uranus. That's not surprising to me. I want to talk a little bit about the media industrial complex a bit because, well, part of it, and I know the Sprint, was it Sprint T-Mobile merger is supposed to be like huge and it's pending out there. But that's, and I don't consider that, you know, it's a smartphone, so it definitely has something to do with media these days, but that's not what I'm talking about. But that, that has some interesting implications, that merger, because it's going to knock it down to three major suppliers now, the people doing, smartphones or whatever you call it, cell phone. So Verizon, now it'll be, if they get this merger, it'll be Sprint, whatever, and then AT&T, like Sprint, T-Mobile, then AT&T. And I don't know what that's going to mean because it's not a monopoly. I mean, they're still going to have to compete, but, you know, be interesting. Anyway, but I want to talk about the media industrial complex because it's beginning to crumble. The onslaught of the one-man wrecking crew that is Donald Trump against the media is really taking its toll, and it coincides with what's happening across the spectrum, if you will, of just media in general. Media is changing dramatically, and I'm talking, it's making leap year, well, I would say light year. It's making light year jumps. It seems like every year, meaning the way that you're getting things delivered to you is changing so fast. I remember when we had, remember the phone, I think it was Sprint that had the phone where you, like a walkie-talkie phone, and it was kind of a big deal. All the industrial guys used it because it was instantaneous communication, and they were the only ones who had that type of service. It was kind of annoying because you would hear this bloop, bloop, you know, this big beep, and yeah, what do you need, Chuck? And it was like a walkie-talkie, but only better. Well, now you've got Skype and all these derivations of Skype. The people that have iPhones have this service. I don't know what it's called, but they can all communicate instantaneously. I see people on the phone talking, you know, like it looks like those phasers in the old Star Trek films, but they're just talking, yes, hey, Susie, and it's better than Skype even because it's less jumpy, but it's an apple-to-apple thing. So now I'm not going to say much good else about Apple because I'm a Droid guy myself. But Droid has things like that. There's instantaneous, whether you're typing, there's probably 4 to 5, maybe more, maybe 10 or 20 instantaneous things. Then there's at least 3 to 4 instantaneous video. It's crazy out there. But anyway, the media industrial complex is crumbling. More customers are dropping cable as they turn towards streaming services like Netflix and Hulu and some of these others. And I'm reading this article, and it says there's a fundamental shift in consumer behavior that was on display in a painful earnings report from the cable and telecommunications companies. Now, that being said, I will tell you, cable's made a lot of headway in terms of what they're trying to do, but the streaming services, the only thing I don't like about them is they're a little bit inconsistent and you have to pull them up and go searching around a bit. But you do the same thing on cable. You look at the guide and you go, okay, I'll click this one. And what I don't like about Netflix has certainly gotten better. When I first got it, it took a long time for it to spin up and finally spool up and get me a show. But now it's a lot quicker. By the way, I don't like Netflix. The owners of that organization are leftists. They promote a lot of leftist type stuff, and I think they could do a lot better job of being fair-minded. And I think that that's going to occur over time as we help them with this. And certainly, Netflix giving this girl Michelle Wolf her own show after she denigrated the president and Sarah Sanders over nothing, I don't think they should be rewarding that type of behavior. Seems like the more vile and ugly you are, people, you know, want to reward you. But anyway, back to the whole thing. The bigger issue is, as people move away from cable and think about how they've packaged all these shows where we're forced to watch. In your cable package, you're forced to get all the LGBT stuff, all the social justice warrior crap, all the shows. How many channels on your cable could you just go, you know what, I'll never watch this, take it off? There's 40 Mexican channels on my cable. Take them off. I'm not watching those shows unless I'm going to go, you know, look at my Spanish. So there's tons of those. There's tons of these shows that I'm just telling you, I'm never going to see. So I think that we're watching this shift occur, and what that shift is really explaining is how the marketplace is dictating leftism, and you're watching this slow drain of leftism that had gotten a stranglehold because of the way we do things. These people are thinking so far ahead of us and how to, you know, do things, but finally, as I say with leftism, it always spirals in on itself. Now it's starting to die because the technology says, okay, you force me to want to have to take these other shows, and now suddenly I don't have to have them anymore. I'm shifting, and that's going to shift the thoughts as well. That's a person who understands risk explaining what's happening to the left. They're in danger.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Early in the broadcast, I talked about Joy Reid and her anti-gay remarks around Ann Coulter and some of the things that they call weird tweets and things like this that she'd done. And I told you guys, I said, Joy Reid, that's who she is. She comes on TV and she fronts as an intellectual. And here's what I've learned about these people, and Don Lemon's a good example. I've watched Don Lemon. When you see him prep for his show, he's Mr. Professional. Outside of his show, he is a raging lunatic. I'm being serious. I've seen him firsthand. He's a raging lunatic. It's not like, you know, there's a persona that they want to put in front of you, and then there's their reality. And that's what scares leftists so much, is there's a big gap between who they are and who they want you to think they are. And it's to the point where they have to, create these alternative universes for themselves. And that's why they deal with moral relativity. And quite frankly, that's why many of them suffer mentally. It might not be right now, but I think they do. I think they know inside of themselves they've got a problem. But as they age, they go, wow, I'm really in a disjoint between who I am and who I want to be. And, I talk about this from a management consulting point of view. There's your as-is and your to-be, and then there's the fit gap. Your as-is is a conservative, and your to-be is a conservative. Don't differ a whole lot. You're tweaking yourself from time to time, you know, evolving in a very methodical, logical way. Their fit gap is larger than the gap between the north and the south rim of the Grand Canyon. I mean, it's huge. And you the only way for them to fit the pieces together from their as-is and their to-be is to create a fake persona. That's the only way you can do it. They become Sybils. And so they've got all these different personalities based on who they're around. If they're around blacks, they act different. If they're around Latinos, they act different. If they're around women, they act different. If they're around men, they act different. If they're around the LGBT community, they act differently. And on and on. Everything is an act. And that, so they never really can do the fit gap because it's always a fake. That's who they are. And so we've been talking about this chick, Michelle Wolf, who, did the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And it turns out that she's just another one of these fakes. And there's a lot to be looked at for her. Now, I understand she's a comedian. She's a funny, trying to be a funny person. But, I have a lot of humor in my tweets and stuff, and I don't delete them. They're there. They're there for you to see. And they're based on what was happening at the time. It's a historical record of my feelings and emotions at the time. But I want to read you this article. The controversial White House Correspondents' Dinner comedian Michelle Wolf has deleted thousands of offensive Twitter messages.
after tweeting jokes about Serena Williams having a penis, calling Eric Trump an abortion, and claiming she wanted to have sex with Bill Clinton. Wolf, 32, faced heavy criticisms for her performance on Saturday after skewering White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders and aide Kellyanne Conway in an act that journalists and politicians widely denounced as mean-spirited and vulgar. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second and tell you what the media said about this. The media said a wolf eviscerates Sarah Sanders. And they meant it positively. Like, she ripped her a new one, man. Woo-hoo-hoo, and look at her. She's so good. And then Netflix promptly gave her her own show as a reward for ripping Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And the media wants you to believe that was good. And now it comes out. This is from the UK, the Daily Mail UK, a London-based paper periodical, that quite frankly is left-leaning as well. And they said, no, this has not gone well for her. On Monday, they said Wolf's Twitter account shows that she currently has 376 posts on the social media site. In July 2017, the comedian had over 20,000 tweets. So she has gone through and deleted most of her tweets. And they say, although the White House Correspondents Association suggested it was caught off guard by Wolf's coarse jokes about the Trump administration, the comedian's Twitter feed shows years of animosity towards Donald Trump and praise for Hillary Clinton. Now, I did not know this about her. I told you guys, she came out of the blue for me. I know who this girl was. She looked like Debbie Wasserman Schultz's ugly sister. But here's Michelle Wolf. She's a writer for Seth Meyers. The late night hack that made the comment, I'll never have Donald Trump on my show. And if you don't know who Seth Rogen is, or Seth Meyers is, by the way, don't feel bad. Nobody else does either. His ratings, he's probably the worst of the late night. And that's saying a lot, considering the competition. Holy cow. All those guys added up together don't make a single episode of Johnny Carson. Anyway, here's what they said about this girl. Among the deleted posts was a comment, I can't believe Trump is pro-life. I'm pretty positive that Eric Trump is an abortion. So, okay, I get it. She's pro-choice. And she's obviously anti-Trump. And I don't know why she decided to tweak on Eric. You know, maybe because he's not as handsome as Don Jr. I don't know. But I don't see that one as that controversial. I'll just put it that way. Here's the one. Another post, jokes. I'm not normally attracted to white men, but Bill Clinton. I thought there was a punchline there. In other tweets, Wolf claims to love Hillary Clinton and defends the Democratic Party, the Democratic candidate's use of private email address to send government correspondence. The comedian also makes multiple jokes about women's tennis star Serena Williams secretly being a man. Here's what she says. If Serena Williams and Madonna had an arm wrestling match, no one would win. They'd both walk away with raging boners. In another tweet, she wrote, LeBron James was named Sports Illustrated Man of the Year. Sorry, Serena, so close. Now, this is a progressive white woman who is beating up on the old attacking Madonna, and she's beating up on a black woman, Serena Williams, who is an icon in the black community, and rightfully so, because she's an amazing, accomplished woman in her sport who grew up in probably some of the toughest conditions for a young kid to grow up in Compton. And I have a buddy of mine who lived in Compton, and he told me this. He says, Kevin, let me tell you how Compton was when the Williams girls were growing up. They played tennis at a park. Their dad would take them to this park, and this place is dangerous, okay? But they said everybody in the hood knew, leave those girls alone and let them do their thing. It was hands off of the Serena, of the Williams sisters, because their dad was out there with those girls having them play tennis, learning that game. And everybody in the hood in Compton knew these girls can be something, let them be it. I am so overwhelmed to hear that story. When my buddy was telling me this, man, he's like, dude, he's like, we, you know, everybody knew, you know, you didn't mess with those girls. You know, they had a career going. And I mean, their dad is weird as heck. But just think about this. At a very young age, he saw this in his daughters. And he made them into champions, molded them into champions. Can you imagine the hands-on if parents in the black community were to do this? As weird as that dude is, man, I'm so glad he stuck around for those girls. The mom seems very normal, but the dad is very driven, and he's made both his daughters a success. He's broken, you know, this line that they would have never broken had it not been for him. I shouldn't say never, but, you know, probably wouldn't have had it not been for him driving them into something. And they obviously like tennis. But now, you got that as the backdrop of a story, and this is what this girl... And this isn't like Michelle Obama, where you got a woman who's ridden the coattails. And by the way, I don't think it's a nice thing to say Michelle Obama's a dude. I mean, I joke, you know, from time to time about it, but I don't think it's a cool thing to say. You know, she's an accomplished black woman in her own right. I don't like the way she did it. But I'll tell you this, to attack the Williams girls... I mean, I'm not putting anybody above the ability for humor, including the first lady. I've joked about her, you know, but I've joked about her beating up Barack, you know, not so much about her being a man. I don't think Michelle Obama's a man by any means. She may have mannish qualities, but she's not a man. But I joke about her beating up Barack, and I believe she can beat him up. I'm not even kidding about it. Not even a joke. But this girl goes beyond the pale, and so what she does then is, in order to eradicate her past and pretend that it didn't exist, she erases it all. Now, what's going to happen is somebody will pull a Joy Reid on her and say, oh, my goodness. Hey, Michelle, look at what I found. All these things you wrote, these vile things. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I wrote that. I called a cybersecurity expert to see if they could get to the bottom of it, and they couldn't have verified that I had been hacked. No, because you wrote it and because you feel that way. And because you know what? Those are natural emotions and natural comedy things that you might want to write about, but the PC world tells you, oh, no, don't you dare do that, or we'll get you. Well, I hope they get her.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice is what they say. Well, as it turns out, darker the chocolate, the better it is for you. That's what I keep hearing. I can't stand dark chocolate. I like milk chocolate. I like chocolate like I like my own skin color. I don't like it when it's dark. It's bitter to me. But there are people that love dark chocolate. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to right now. KJRadio.com if you want to reach us by phone, 844-551-8255. Yeah, so it's always, we get these things all the time, coffee is another thing, right? Drink it black or don't put cream in it. Don't put sugar, which sugar, by the way, is a very toxic chemical when it's overdone, and we overdo it all the time. And I can tell you, as a person who's gone on a sugarless diet and felt like I could jump through the roof, it's well worth it to cut sugar out of your diet. I'm just telling you. My skin was beautiful. I had no aches and pains. I felt like I was 25 again. And that's not even an exaggeration. It was amazing. So I'm going back on that diet here soon. Anyway, I was going to say with wine, you know, red wine because of the tannins and things like this. I happen to like white wine. It's more flavorful and fruity. Now, I did find an amazing wine, amazing red that I could drink all day long. It was just fantastic. A buddy of mine brought a group of friends to a wine tasting, and it was crazy. It was crazy good. I'm not going to say who it is because, they gotta pay it, brother. But it was delicious. What else we got in the news? Broward County. Laura Loomer tweeted this just then. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel will most likely be forced to resign. Sheriff deputies in Broward voted 534-94 on a vote of no confidence. 534-94. This is a guy who assigned a Muslim, I don't know what they call it, deputy sheriff. And this guy is so rabid anti-non-Muslim or, you know, pro-Muslim that it's ridiculous. So, and this guy, Sheriff Scott, is the one who, with the shooting, blamed the guns and everything else. Dana Lash went up against him at the CNN town hall when now that shooting occurred at Parkland. God, these sheriffs, these lefties that are just infiltrating government are ridiculous. Tom Brokaw. Me too. Do we want to talk about that? Probably not going to have enough time for that. I don't think so. So let me move on. Cruz endorsing Trump. I thought this was an interesting thing because of the dynamic between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump during the primary. And ultimately, post-primary, where it was Trump versus Hillary Clinton, and Cruz just being crude, not being a good guy. But this article says this. Despite Trump spreading rumors that Cruz's father, Rafael Cruz, was somehow involved in the assassination of JFK, Cruz told Rebecca Mansour and Joel Pollack during an interview on Breitbart News tonight that he would support the president during his reelection campaign. Cruz replied, "I certainly assume so. I was supportive of and campaigned for President Trump in 2016, and I'm very encouraged with the substantive policy victories we're getting. Whether it is an historic tax cut bill, whether it is a regulatory reform that's unleashing jobs, whether it's repealing the Obamacare individual mandate, which led to the fight to do in the United States Senate, whether it is nominating and confirming strong constitutions to the courts. On all of these fights, I've been working to lead the battle. I'm content to continue working to lead the battle and defend our freedoms and defend our Constitution." Now, here's what I don't like about that whole statement that I read about Ted Cruz. It's so pandering. You know, I've been working hard to lead the battle. I'm content to continue that. So he's talking about all the things that Donald Trump engendered that he's following through on. Which, by the way, is there's some legitimacy to that. You as a senator have to agree or disagree. But let's stay focused on this. But anyway, here they go on to say this. Cruz initially refused to endorse Trump after Trump defeated Cruz and every other Republican candidate during a historically bruising primary race. Later, Republican convention attendees booed Cruz during his speech at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, when he encouraged the audience to vote your conscience before ultimately endorsing Trump and stumping on his behalf during the final months of the campaign. So he's technically correct, but you can sense the political expediency of Ted Cruz, and that bothers me about him. It really does. It bothers me about most politicians. If these guys have learned anything, they should get away from... I'm going to read the last part of his statement. On all of these fights, I've been working to lead the battle. I'm content to continue working to lead that battle and defend our freedoms and defend the Constitution. I am so sick of the drippy, drippy drip of, leading the battle and fighting for your cause and the Constitution. Look, can you just tell me... Look, the leftists are attacking your sensibilities. I'm done with it. I'm going to go over there and start kicking butt. I have ordered whoop-ass by the crates. I mean, it's coming in by the truckload. And I'm dropping these little bombs all over the place because we are done. Talk to me normal. I'm sick of these guys. Defend the Constitution. Yeah. Another one. Here's another story. Republicans have done something that's pretty cool. This doesn't rise to the level of what Donald Trump did by already declaring his 2020 presidency, which puts a lot of hamstring, you know, it hamstrings the left. Because now they have to give him equal time. All kinds of really cool things happened when he declared early. By the way, started fundraising early. So, you know, 2020, given his track record, done deal. Now, earlier in the broadcast, I talked about the millennials are abandoning the Democrats. They had a 9% drop that was a Hillary Clinton poll. Maybe it was millennials. I can't remember. But anyway, they had a big drop in millennial support of the Democratic Party. Maybe it is 9% if I'm remembering correctly. But it was big enough for the Democrats to be very concerned that they no longer control the millennial vote. And so you look at the backdrop of that, along with Donald Trump finally cresting 51%. Notice that the left hasn't talked a lot about polling recently. I don't know what the poll. I'll be honest. I want to. Maybe something will come out. Maybe one of my guys can research it. But here's the deal: on the heels of North Korea now coming to the negotiation table, there are a lot of anti-war people. There are a lot of people that have believed that Trump was going to start World War III. These are people that have to be taking pause and going, I don't know. Now, we were at the Trump rally. Had one of my people at the Trump rally, Megan. And she interviewed two guys who were former Democrats and go, you know what? I like the guy. I keep asking people, tell me when you hear a Republican go, man, I'm done with Trump. He didn't do anything he said. You know, I knew a lot of people that got tired of Obama quickly. How do you think Trump got elected? The big letdown from Barack Obama to what do you got to lose? Suddenly you got this influx of Democrats. Trump winning areas of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio that had gone to Obama, but had probably leaned more left than anything. And suddenly, all these blue collar, Rust Belt, Midwestern white folks are going, we need something new. We gave that black dude a chance. Now it's time for something new. So, all that, and then in Trump's strategic move to declare for 2020 now helps him in 2020. Everything he's doing right now helps the Republicans in 2018. And finally, the Republicans have made a move that I think you should be proud of. So here's the move. The National Republican Congressional Committee, they call it the NRCC, has reserved $50 million in television ads set to run in the weeks leading up to the November midterm elections, an early hint at the party's plan to maintain their House majority. The reservations are preliminary, and in most cases, television stations do not require a political party to actually send a check until the ads are set to run. But the NRCC's reservations allow them to lock in a lower rate than latecomers would otherwise be afforded. The NRCC is placing much of its early bet on Pennsylvania, where the new court-drawn district liners have scrambled the playing field and put several incumbent Republicans at risk. And this is what Eric Holder's been working on, for those of you who've been out of touch. He's been working on all this redistricting and putting fingers of votes that normally don't go historic into what were formerly pretty solid conservative districts. That's the only way they win, is they win by cheating. So anyway, they said the party reserve, $7.8 million in Philadelphia, $3.8 million in Pittsburgh. And they say they have $11 million more in Pittsburgh spending that can be used to defend, or attack candidates in any of a dozen districts covered by Philadelphia and the Pittsburgh markets. So the good news is the Republicans are not resting on their laurels finally. They've done something strategic that stretches their money further, and they're looking at the races that they want to preserve. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be involved heavily in some of these races. We're putting a plan together on how we're going to be able to make this happen. So stay tuned for that.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.